And now Vatican Radio's film critic Peter Malone shares with me his impressions of a new film that paints a psychological and emotional portrait of a young woman living a personal crisis. The film is entitled Take This Waltz, and it raises some very common contemporary issues.
Yes, it's a Canadian film, and it's written and directed by the actress Sarah Polley, who's been around since she was a young woman in all kinds of different films. She has a great talent and screen presence, but about 5 years ago, she wrote and directed a film which I thought was excellent, and it was called Away With Her. I don't know if you've come across it. It had Julie Christie in it. She got an Oscar nomination for Away With Her. She plays a woman, a married woman, who begins to suffer from dementia and goes into a home, forgetting a bit about her husband and fascinated then by one of the residents of the home. It's quite a poignant study of an older woman. Now, I was wondering what Sarah Polley might do for another film, and this is her second, written and directed, but it's about a young woman. And the same kind of portrait of a young woman in difficulties, especially with her marriage, whether to move away from him, referring to her husband. But for those who like a serious portrait, and also an exploration of marriage...
So you met my husband?
He seems to love you very much.
He does, and I love him.
And somebody pointed out it's also an exploration of desire.
I want to know what you do to me.
Physical desire in a marriage and then the attraction from somebody outside the marriage.
Hi.
Hi.
Daniel, this is Louis. He's our neighbor.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
So... it really is taking some serious themes, not too over-seriously done. There are quite some comic touches in it. But I found it serious and interesting case study, I suppose I'm saying. And Michelle Williams is very, very good in the central role.
Yes, I was going to say it's starring Michelle Williams, who's been proving herself as quite an excellent actress.
Yes, I saw something on television the other day, which I'd seen years ago, and she's Sigourney Weaver's young daughter in it, and I hadn't realised that she had a career when she was younger. But by the time she played a wife in Breakback Mountain, I think she was emerging then as a character actress, and she was in films like Wendy and Lucy and Meek's Cut Off, which are specialist films, but... very, very good. And then last year she surprised us all by being Marilyn Monroe in My Week with Marilyn.
Didn't she receive an Oscar nomination for that?
She did, yes. And she was very persuasive in a lot of the sequences as Marilyn Monroe. You wouldn't dream, if you watch Take This Waltz, where she's a suburban housewife, that she could ever, you know, be Marilyn Monroe in another film.
As you were speaking of the film, it made me think of Revolution Road. That's also the story of a breakdown of a marriage.
That's a very interesting comparison. I hadn't thought of that. But yes, I think if you were doing a weekend on films with that theme, they'd be two, I think, that you could watch. This one is less dramatic or melodramatic than Revolution Road, which has a bit of a tragic ending. This one is rather low-key. One of the reasons why it's a bit low-key and humorous is that her husband is played, of all people, by the comedian writer Seth Rogen, who's often in those, you know, raucous, super bad kind of movies that perhaps our listeners don't frequent. He's very popular, but he's a genial presence in this. He's a chef, and he's preparing a book on cooking chicken. And he loves his wife, and she loves him.
I missed you.
Missed you.
But she encounters someone else. And that then raises all kinds of difficulties for her, especially. How does she handle it? And with the other man who tries to be respectful of her marriage.
I'm married.
Oh, that's too bad.
So I won't go any further in what happens. Complications arise, emotional complications, needless to say.
I feel like being out in the world with you. Can we spend the day together, please?
Yeah.
But as a low-key portrait of difficulties in marriage, in the film her age is 28. So it's of a woman in her 20s, 5 years married.
Well, from what you say, it sounds like a very poignant film for many women, I would say.
Yes, it's very much a women's film, writer-director Anne Michelle Williams.
Life has a gap in it, it just does. You don't go crazy trying to fill it.
So I think a male audience like myself are rather more observers of what's going on rather than an immediate empathy. So, yes, you're probably right, a women's audience. Whether they like her or not, whether they agree with her or not, it's raising themes that are very contemporary and are often problems in marriage. So, yes.
What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of wondering if I'll miss her.
Title is from a song, Take This Waltz, which is played at a very crucial time in the decision-making of the central character. I pick this waltz, take this waltz, take its brocade.